Barbara Walters is retiring after 53 years on TV. Tomorrow will be her last day as co-host of ABC's The View. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says that for television news, Walters has been just as influential as legendary pioneers like Edward R. Murrow.
It's easy to dismiss Barbara Walters as a cartoon. Gilda Radner nailed her in a classic Saturday Night Live sketch.
Hello, this is Barbara Walters. I'm speaking to you tonight from my home, which you all saw on my last special and Where We Wiped a Watch. Remember?
Big hair, the mangled words, the odd questions, the jokes almost wrote themselves. But Sherry Shepherd, her co-host on The View, pushed back after Walters said on the show she would retire.
Every show pretty much that is on the air is The View. The fact that you got two black women on the show, you've never seen two black women together.
Here's the thing. I think Shepherd didn't go far enough. Barbara Walters is the founding mother of modern TV news. She mixed the personal and political, celebrity and serious. That's how every news broadcast works now. And it started on NBC's Today Show in the 1960s. Walters was an ambitious writer and producer. She even dressed as a Playboy bunny for a story.
My matching shoes would fit one size larger than I normally take. Standard equipment is the bunny cottontail.
She earned lots of firsts. The first female co-host on a morning show at Today, the first woman to co-host an evening newscast at ABC, and the first anchor to earn $1 million salary. But she really shook up TV news with her primetime interview specials.
Enter the private homes and private thoughts of Jimmy and Rosalind Carter.
She's great.
And Barbara Streisand and John Peters.
Do you love him?
The Barbara Walters special.
Why don't you...
She asked the president-elect if he slept in a double bed with his wife and got blockbuster ratings. But some important politicians wouldn't play along, as Walters told the Archive of American Television about her live interview with former President Richard Nixon.
And so I asked him what it was that got him through all those difficult times. And he said, why do you have to ask me these questions, Barbara? Why don't you ask the serious things?
She had another question about his feelings ready.
Are you sorry you didn't burn the tapes?
Nixon didn't want to answer touchy-feely questions, but he gave Barbara Walters an important answer.
The answer is, I probably should have.
And she could really make celebrities sob, like the moment she asked Oprah Winfrey about her close friendship with Gayle King.
Why is it making you cry?
Shoot, wasn't going to cry here. It's making me cry because I'm thinking about how much I probably have never told her that.
Then, in 1997, she co-created The View.
I've always wanted to do a show with women of different generations, backgrounds, and views. And in a perfect world, I'd get to join the group whenever I wanted. We call it The View.
Walter's career includes the most groundbreaking, enduring, and troubling trends in TV journalism. High anchor salaries, the mixing of news and entertainment, the worship of celebrities, and the focus on news coverage that brings ratings and money. We may idolize traditional newsmen like Walter Cronkite, but Barbara Walters shaped much of today's television journalism. She gave viewers the television they wanted, even when it wasn't always great for the journalism. I'm Eric Deggans.